Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up on the show, as always, we'll talk with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, his team surviving Tulane last week. More injuries as well for the midshipmen. We'll get an update there with Josh Walker and Daryl Bonner, the latest to incur injury. We'll also talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper and defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. How good has the Navy defense been so far over the first two games? It's been extraordinary. And hopefully you've had a chance to see a season with first two episodes on Showtime. They have been unbelievable. More of that great stuff coming up as well. All of this and more, we're talking about it right here, Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Look at that mouth, that poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch, chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
You know you're in the market for a new car when... Or when... And definitely when...
Congratulations on the twins!
Luckily, when it comes to auto loans, Navy Federal Credit Union offers competitive rates, a pre-approval check, and up to 100% financing. So when you know you're ready for a better, Navy Federal is ready to help. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with a bye week and probably a much-needed bye week here based on the attrition of the first 2 weeks of the season with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. And we saw some key guys with some crutches on Saturday. Bye week may be coming at a good time for you. You had some key people that left that game early.
You know, it was a big emphasis in the offseason, try to stay healthy, and football's a physical game. But, geez, like you said, two games into it, we're banged up, and we're going to have a tough five-week stretch coming up. You know, so this bye definitely comes at a great time.
Is it, even though it's early in the season, is it good to be able to slow down a little bit and clean up some of the things from the first 2 weeks of the season?
Definitely, Pete. It's definitely a good time to get some stuff cleaned up. And, you know, we're fortunate to be 2-0, but we got a lot of stuff to improve on.
Is that a case, too, where, I mean, several years ago, you all probably wouldn't have been able to survive losing the turnover battle? I mean, you look at the overall record. I mean, you guys are 11-18 now. You know, when losing the turnover battle, what does it say about this group overall that despite some negativity the other day, guys were able to persevere as a team and win a game?
Well, I think, you know, like you said, it's a testament to the fortitude of the players, the grit of the players. You know, somebody's saying that Coach Fritz said last year is the first time in his long storied career of coaching football that they were plus two in the turnover battle and lost, and we did it to them again. You know, and that doesn't happen. It's very rare. And obviously a big part is the defense. They played spectacular.
I was going to say, can your captain play better football and lead better than he's doing right now as an example on the field?
Pete, I have a play of Zerb Singleton. Can't remember the year. I think it's 2007 or something. We played Air Force, and we had the lead, and they onside the kick, and they're laddering it back and forth, and they laddered it like four times, and Zerb Singleton tackled the guy every time, and that's kind of been the hallmark of this is effort at its maximum. This is what we're looking for. But DJ Palmore had a play Saturday where he tackled the guy to the ground on the dive on that fourth down play where the quarterback kept and got them. He was also in the tackle down the field. I've never seen a play like that before where the guy tackles a guy down on his own read, gets up and tackles a quarterback 40 yards down the field. I mean, most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
We've talked about it, you can have guys that are loud, that can be rah-rah, that can say a lot of things in the locker room, but is there any better leadership than that kind of leadership right there?
It's the most powerful leadership. Example is the most powerful leadership. When Keenan, we've had a lot of great captains, so I don't want to single out a lot of guys, but, I thought the group with Keenan and Bernie, it was easy to follow those guys because they did what they said they would do, and it was easy to follow them because they were leading by example. They were the hardest workers, and so if they told you something, it wasn't like, well, look at you, you're slacking. It was never the case. And so leadership by example is the most powerful form.
How do you keep your quarterback from beating himself up right now? Because even though there's been some good, and obviously you're 2-0, there's been some things that obviously he's admitted in himself that, some plays that he would like to have back, especially with the turnovers. How do you keep him, from beating himself up right now and staying focused?
Oh, I just got to keep going. The big thing is the turnovers, but, he's done a lot of good things, too. He's playing physical, and I wouldn't get that right with him.
If I told you that you were going to have to go into a phone booth game like this, arguably without your best offensive lineman, and have guys perform the way they did, Laurent really stepped up and played a good football game for you. Could you have expected that going in there? Because when you lose a guy like Evan, that's a significant loss.
It was a big loss. Laurent stepped up, like you said. They had nine guys in the box, and we threw the ball two big plays, but we had maybe four other big ones that we should have completed, and it wasn't all Zach's fault. There's some drops where guys normally make those catches. And so, we just got to continue like any team. I've heard different coaches talk about, trying to improve. But it's great to improve when you're 2-0. That's how I feel. If we're 1-1 or 0-2 at this time, you'd have those same improvements to make. You're always going to have to improve, but it's definitely makes it a lot easier. Or I don't know what the word is. It's better than being, 1-1 or 0-2.
No doubt. What's the goals for these next 3 days?
Continue to work, get some recovery. That's a big number one goal for me is recovery, because we're going to have a tough stretch here with Cincinnati, Tulsa, Air Force. I'm trying to think of the, I think
Memphis right after that, yeah.
UCF. I mean, it's going to be a brutal stretch. And so, focus on ourselves. Try to get recovered.
Appreciate the time. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Mids with a bye week, and then getting ready for Cincinnati a week from Saturday. More of the Navy Sports Magazine with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper when we return on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with a off week here before preparing for Cincinnati with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. You've got two games of film to look at. Thoughts on what you've seen on those two games of film so far in this team right now, at least 2-0.
Well, that's the first and foremost thing to look at, is that we're 2-0. No need to be upset about anything. It could be worse. But overall, offensively, we're just having to find our rhythm. In the first game, we did do some good things, but from a standpoint of taking care of football and making decisions, we didn't do too well. And then this past game was even some worse things going on. We turned the ball over in the red zone, and then we fumbled going to the end zone. Luckily, we got it back. We also gave up 6 points on the fumble. So, you can't do those things and win football games. So, hopefully, with this off week, we can clean some of those things up and just, try to find our rhythm, man.
Is it a case of maybe a blessing in disguise? Because you can go a little slower and teach a little more this week since you're not necessarily having to install a game plan and play a game this Saturday?
Well, it's always good to go into a bye week, first of all, with the win because you feel so much good about yourself, you know. But this is a week where we slow things down, you know, get back to the basics, you know. And again, go back and look at our first two games and see where we're struggling at. Again, just try to find that because something's not clicking for us right now. You know, we don't have that good feeling that we normally have, you know, after playing two games, you know. But again, we've you know, we got a lot of guys playing that haven't played, you know, and again, it's got to get those cobwebs out. But hopefully, you know, again, being 2-0 is a good thing. And that bad game for Zach, mainly that bad game is out of the way.
How do you keep him from beating on himself a little bit this week?
Well, I mean, it's some you got to move on. You know, when I came in to meet, you know, I said a few things about the game, you know, and I said, guys, you know what? It could be worse. We could be sitting here with the loss, going to basketball. We won a football game. We did some good things, but at the same time, you know, we have to get better, you know. So you don't dwell on it, you know. You forget about it. Point out the important things. And again, I mean, I've been this for a long, long time. I know he's accepting the bus. So to help him out,
sure.
You know, you don't go to meet room and you just ream him about it. You know, I gave him his gray sheet and, you know, made a few comments on what we need to work on. You know, but after that, you move on.
At the end of the game, we saw multiple guys with crutches. Is this also an opportunity now to get others on that depth chart up to speed? Because clearly it appears as if some guys are going to get maybe a little bit more important work here.
Yeah, we got to go to the bullpen early now. You know, obviously, you know, Josh Walker might be a guy that we might not have. You know, so Nelson Smith, younger promising freshman that we think has a bright future, is going to get some reps. Also, Miles Bean, you know, and Anthony Gargiulo will get some reps as well. At the B-back position, obviously, that's a very important position for us. And Chris High, you know, is not an every-down guy. You know, good player, but not an every-down back. So definitely got to fill that void. That's probably the biggest void right now in offense that we have to fill. You know, now Darryl Bonner's down. But at the same time, our A-back position, I mean, we're pretty deep there. Mm-hmm. We're pretty deep there. I just think you're just missing, you know, Bonner's experience. But at the same time, you know, Bonner, too, was a guy that came off the bench last year.
Sure.
And did what he did, you know. So now he's a starter.
Right.
But sometimes guys, when they get in that starting role, it's a little bit different for him, you know. So he hadn't played well in some cases, you know. But, again, this is a bye week. It's a chance to get healthy, but also to get some young guys who are going to play now up to speed and then going to the next week ready to go.
You played this game without Evan Martin. And based on the way Tulane plays, mm-hmm. that's a tough guy to be missing mm-hmm. for that game. What did you see from your other offensive linemen? Because clearly you did enough here without maybe your best guy out there on the field.
Well, I mean, that was a big question mark going into the game, you know, especially with these guys being so physical up front.
Mm-hmm.
But now they did play us differently. They didn't cover the center and the guard, so it definitely helped us. But Laurent Anjiki played great. You know, he did some good things. And so again, that we're very, very pleased with. You know, as always, you got to try to build depth. And sometimes when we get those injuries, it can be a blessing in disguise.
You know? You've played a lot of guys on the offensive line through the
yes.
first 2 weeks. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know if that was necessarily the plan, but it certainly has worked out that way, which bodes well if you need them.
It is the plan because, again, over the years, Coach Raymond always said, I'm going to play guys, and we never do.
So, right.
And we always joke about it, but this year he has made it a point to play more guys, you know, and again, get them out there. David Forney is going to be a good football player for us down the road. He got into the game. So hopefully, as the year goes on and all this experience will come into play towards the end.
As you look at – and look, turnovers are what they are, but mm-hmm. when you look into what goes in to turnovers, is it a case right now where Zach is just missing something, or is this a case of the entire unit as a whole? Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, you look at the interception, you know, in the red zone the other day, it at least appeared – the route was there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a case where he just simply underthrew it?
It's a case simply underthrew it. You know, and again, normally I put the blame on myself, you know, but again, that was something that, you know, Zach needs to see. But now as far as the decision making, you know, that's something that I have to help him get better at. You know, try to make things more simpler, more clear for him. Because again, turnover football is something that we don't like to do. No one does, but we pride ourselves on not doing it. Now the fumbles, as far as when he has the football, the one going to the end zone and the one, those are the design quarterback keepers,
right.
You know, and again, he said, Coach, I don't know what happened, you know. So we're concerned always because the QB never gets hit at all, you know, that being a concern. But at the same time, I've tried my best to put him in a blaster. We have a blaster that mimics getting hit by real people, you know.
Sure.
So, and they're in that thing all day. So, again, the bad thing about it is we're the turnovers. The good thing about it is we did win the football game. But now we can go back and really, really focus on those turnovers and keeping the ball high and tight. And I'm sure Zach will definitely have things high and tight from now on.
How have you done through this time? I mean, this is, I'm sure, the most challenging time you've probably had mm-hmm. as a professional in this business. How have you managed to get through this and keep focused on what you have to do?
I mean, it's not easy. You know, at the same time, you know, my son's like in the hospital bed. You know, I think about him every single day. At the same time, you know, me and King talked about it, my role this year. And he'd have been fine with me just not being around at all. You know, I said, I want to be here. I'm dedicated to help us win football games and do my job. You know, so me making that commitment, you know, I put myself in that position that I'm going to be at my best week in and week out. You know, and that's what I've done. It's a decision I've made, and I have a commitment to this football team to do that. And also commitment to my son. You know, when I'm done here, I go there, hang out with him all night, you know, and come back here. You know, so it's something that I'm getting used to it. You know, it's becoming normal for me.
All right, big fella. As always, appreciate it. Good luck with the bye week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, Mids with a bye week, and then the Bearcats of Cincinnati to follow. A lot of educating going on this week in that quarterback room. Coming up, we'll hear from the unit that's been pretty solid over the first two games, Dale Pearson's defensive group. We'll talk to him when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Get to B-Dub's best seat in the house on Mondays for your chance to win transportation for you and five friends to and from B-Dub's, $100 in free food, and your chance to win tickets to a local pro football home game or a VIP big game viewing party for two in Las Vegas. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only and must be present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. You have to be here.
11 states, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets. There is power in our size. Over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni. Their influence is power. And 21 championship caliber sports. We compete with power. That make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
I was at work, but I get this phone call, and on the other end is my daughter. She's crying.
Our 18-year-old is in an accident. When I call USAA, it was that voice asking me, is your daughter okay? That's where I felt relief.
It actually helped to know that somebody else cared and wanted to make sure that I was okay. That was really great.
The experience with USAA was very focused on family.
USAA took care of her car rental and getting her car towed. All I had to take care of was making sure that my daughter was okay. So to me, that was just wonderful.
We're the Rivera family, and we both be with USAA for life.
USAA, we know what it means to serve. Call today to talk about your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids with a bye week here before getting set for Cincinnati with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Two games of film to take a look at for you and your staff. What have you seen from 2 weeks of football so far from your group?
I think they're trying to play with some emotion. They're trying to play hard. I like our aggressiveness. We still got a lot of things to clean up. You know, each game's going to get a little tougher. Each team we play down the road is going to get better and better. So we have to keep improving, but I like our attitude right now. I like the aggressiveness we're playing with.
You're asking them, to some guys especially, to do some different things. Thoughts on the way they've adjusted to being asked to do some different things here early?
I think they've done a nice job of adjusting. You know, we've not asked the DBs to be on an island much in the past, and they're handling that fine. And that's more of a mentality than anything. Linebackers are a lot more involved in the pass rush stuff, and they've taken to that. So I think we're on to something.
You know, when we talk about the secondary, those guys have to have amnesia from play to play. But your group, the one thing I've noticed too is teams have run routes short of the first down, and your defensive backs have made them pay. Your corners have tackled well. Sean has obviously been terrific coming up out of the secondary. Can you comment on how they have tackled so well? And really, at times, especially on Saturday, there were a number of occasions where Tulane ran the route short and decided to punt on fourth and one and a half, because your guys were making short tackles. That's something they've done the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and hopefully that gets better and better. The more you tackle live and the more you tackle, you know, good players, the better you should get at it. So I think that should continue to improve. I think their awareness of where the sticks are This year has been greater, but I think playing a lot of man and that kind of thing makes you aware of where the down and distance and where you have to line up, where you have to play. I think they've done a pretty good job of tackling. And again, it's just going to get tougher and tougher as it goes along.
Yeah, and you've played two completely different styles of football these first two games, which means this week you had to make an adjustment and do some different things. Happy with the acumen that you're seeing from these guys on the field? Because sometimes they've got to read and react themselves out there. You know, it's not like a robot where you and your staff can just keep moving them around. But happy seeing the way they're making football plays out there?
Yeah, I think they've made some good adjustments. And there's one nice thing about blitzing is you're telling them where to go, so there's not a lot of reading or, mm-hmm. you know, well, last time he did this and I had to do this. It's, you've got this gap, go get it. And so I think that's made it a little easier for him. But again, we went from a real throwing team to pretty much a running team. So, and I thought they made the adjustments pretty well.
Yeah. Now, obviously, as you guys ramp up for Cincinnati, new philosophy, obviously, with Luke Fickell coming in as the head coach, similar personnel to what they've had, Hayden Moore staying as the quarterback. Seems like he's been there forever. Threw it 40 times on Saturday. You know, when do you start to build in the Cincinnati stuff here, because you've got the bye week here and some extra time?
We'll use the week to clean up some things and, things that we didn't feel like we were doing well. It's a kind of a nice time to not take a break, but take a break from a team, preparing mm-hmm. for a team, and go back to some fundamentals and some things that we have to improve on. And Friday, as coaches, we'll start really digging into Cincinnati, and then we'll have the weekend, and then we'll start on Monday with the players.
I know it seems like the season just started, but is it good to be able to slow down a little bit this week and go back to some fundamental things to sharpen guys up as this season goes along here?
Yeah, I think so, because after the first game, you usually have your greatest improvement, and then, you know, having another game on our belt, and especially that they were so different, so we got to see the things we did well against the run and the things that we didn't do well, the things we've done well against the pass and what we haven't done well. So this gives us a break to really get those honed in, because from here out, it's a pretty long haul before we get another break. So,
can DJ Palmore play better football than he's playing right now?
He's playing awfully well, but I think they can all play better. Hopefully we can. We're all going to have to play better as we get into the season.
Yeah, and also you got a nice contribution from Villalobos coming off the end, and as you start to develop that depth, because that's really been unproven depth in terms of game repetitions. He got in for a half a sack. Happy with what you've seen as these guys start to get fed a little bit more of what you've got to do in a game?
Yeah, I think we played a lot of guys last year a little bit by need. You know, right. We had some injuries. But this year we're playing them because a lot of them are becoming ready to play. So I think we played six or seven D linemen. We played four linebackers. We played four corners. We played two safeties. But we have two others that are about ready to play, and one was hurt. So we played, I think, three Raiders and two strikers. Yeah. So, you know, we last year hurt us to the fact that we didn't have players, but we also were able to develop some guys that wouldn't have probably played had the injuries not happened. And now we've got some of the injured players back and some guys that have had some time.
All right, appreciate the time. We'll see you next week. Right,
thank you.
Defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, his unit has been brilliant through the first two games, and will have to be against Hayden Moore in Cincinnati coming up a week from Saturday. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the other things that are going on around the yard as the Navy Sports Magazine continues in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back. Final segment of the Navy Sports Magazine. Hottest team on the grounds at the Academy right now, the Navy volleyball team. What a trip to Philadelphia last week. LaSalle, Penn, and Robert Morris all go pummeling down to defeat as the Mids were impressive there. They are 9-1 so far. Congratulations to Larry Bach and Captain Tara Dottauer and the Mids. They are off to a terrific start. Some big matches coming up, and of course the match with American coming up later this month. We'll have it for you on Patriot League TV. So if you can't get out there to support the Mids, certainly we'll have an opportunity to support them on the Patriot League Network coming up. Also, don't forget, coming up this weekend, women's tennis in action at the Moore Invitational, both Saturday and Sunday as well. Women's soccer heads to Worcester for the Patriot League opener as the Mids get set for Holy Cross. That game coming up on Friday night. It'll be a 5 o'clock kickoff in Worcester, and it will be available to you on the Patriot League Network. So make your plans to catch that. Men's soccer on the weekend. They'll have live video for their matchup from Pittsburgh against Duquesne. That'll be 7 o'clock on Friday night. And congratulations to the intercollegiate sailing team who picked up a first-place finish in the Laser South competition in Annapolis last weekend. That'll do it for us. We'll be back again next week with another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.